folks, let's talk about it. We've been sold a dream, a promise, really, that education is the path to success. You go to school, you work hard, you take on loans because you're told that it's an investment in your future. And if you follow all of the rules, then you'll get your chance to sit at the table. Except for most people, that seat will never come. What does come? Crippling debt, missed opportunities, and the sinking realization that the system wasn't just not built to work for you, it was built to work against you. It preys on you. Today, we're going to pull back the curtain on the myth of meritocracy, why it's cruel, and how it keeps so many people crushed under the weight of opportunity costs while telling them it's their own fault. Oh, spoiler alert, the people who really get ahead, they aren't playing by the rules. They exploit them. Let's get into it. Here's a story everybody tells their kids. Get a degree, work hard, play by the rules, and you'll make it. It's the American dream, sort of. It's the myth of the seat at the table. Let's be honest, it can be a seductive story. For a long time, it's been packaged and sold to the temporarily embarrassed millionaire. You know, people who don't have much but are sure they're going to be rich someday. All they need is a little education, a little hustle, a few opportunities, the doors will open, they're ready for that seat. Here's where it gets cruel. The system, it's rigged. Education costs a fortune now. Tuition has skyrocketed. Taking on debt has become normal. And while you're busy paying off those loans for years, sometimes decades, you're losing time. You're losing chances to build a business, take risks, or create wealth in other ways. You're losing those opportunities to make the world in your own image. That's the real kicker. Debt maximizes your opportunity costs. The result? Instead of getting ahead, you wind up stuck, crushed under the weight of loans that you were told would set you free. And the table that you thought you were working towards? It's full. It's always been full. Here's the part that they don't like to talk about. While you're busy following the rules, the people at the top, they didn't get there by playing fair. They don't care about rules. Take a look at history. You'll find that some of the greatest fortunes that built dynasties, they weren't earned through hard work and rule following. They were built through opportunism and, let's be honest, outright exploitation. Think about the bootleggers of the Prohibition era who turned illegal booze into generational wealth. Think about monopolists who cornered entire industries, crushed competition, and bought influence to rewrite the rules. Today, you see corporate bailouts, tax loopholes, insider trading, exploitation dressed up in a suit and tie. These stories show a truth that we're not supposed to see. The system does not reward the most deserving based on the presented rules or victory conditions. It rewards those who find ways to game it, who see opportunity where others see barriers or where others see something that would require rule breaking. If you're out here waiting for your seat, hoping hard work will get you there, you're going to be waiting a real long time. Now let's talk about debt, because this is where the trap tightens. When you take on massive loans for an education, you're told it's an investment, but the reality is that debt doesn't just cost you money, it costs you freedom. You're tied to jobs you hate because you have loans to pay. You can't afford to take risks, start a business, invest, or chase your dreams because the monthly payments are relentless. Meanwhile, people without debt, they're out there taking opportunities that you cannot afford to chase. And that's the cruelest part. The system forces you to gamble everything on the promise of success and blames you when it doesn't work out. You should have worked harder. You should have made better choices. How is that fair when the game was rigged from the start? Where does that leave us? Let's be clear. We don't need tweaks to this system. We need a paradigm shift, a new way of thinking about opportunity, success, and education itself. And what matters in life? Here's what that might look like. Affordable, accessible education. Education shouldn't be a privilege for the wealthy or a debt trap for everyone else. It should be a tool for growth, not a burden. Rethinking the rules. We need to stop worshiping the myth of meritocracy and recognize that success is not about working hard. It's about access, opportunity, and systems that work. We need to make those systems work for us. Not everyone needs to sit at the table. Some people are out there building their own tables. They take risks. They start businesses. They pursue creative, unconventional paths. And that's where real change and real innovation happens. That's the face of the future. Because eventually, all the existing tables collapse. These people, these fortunes, they cannot sustain. So what's next? How do we make it us? The question isn't how do we play the game better. It's how do we rewrite the rules? At the end of the day, the myths we've been sold about success, about education, about playing by the rules, they're cruel and they keep people stuck. They tell us that the system will work for us, but it doesn't. And it was designed to not work for us. And they blame individuals for failing instead of encouraging questioning the game itself, because, of course, that is not in their best interest when they are the ones who are attempting to maintain the status quo, these favorable conditions for themselves. So here's the truth. That table you're working towards, it's not accessible. The people at the top, they didn't get there the way that they tell you they did. And the idea that following the rules will guarantee success, it's a joke, a story that benefits the system exclusively and never you. It's time to challenge that story to demand something better and start building your own table. That's it. If you're ready to start questioning the myths that we've been sold, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, which is pretty much any random person you bump into. Let's rewrite the rules. Thanks for listening. Next time.